I think you're good.
الحمد لله وكفى والسلام على عباد الذين اصطفى أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يرفع الله الذين آمنوا والذين أوتوا العلم درجات وقد قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم إذا مات الإنسان انقطع عمله إلا من ثلاث صدقة جارية أو علم ينتفع به أو ولد صالح يدعو له وقال صلى الله عليه وسلم في حديث آخر سبع يجري للعبد أجره وهو في قبره بعد موته من علم علما أو أجر نهرا أو حفر بئرا أو غرس نخلا أو بنى مسجدا أو ورث مصحفا أو ترك ولدا صالحا يستغفر له بعد موته وكما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام اللهم صل على محمد وعلى محمد كما صليت على ابراهيم وعلى ال ابراهيم انك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى محمد كما باركت على ابراهيم وعلى ال ابراهيم انك حميد مجيد رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي امري واحلل عقده من لساني يفقهوا قولي اللهم انفعنا بما علمتنا وعلمنا ما ينفعنا وزدنا علما يا رب العالمين My dear sister, brothers and elders, sisters in Islam, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Alhamdulillah, we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for giving us the blessed tawfiq, for allowing us to attend this beautiful gathering of Jumu'ah. We make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He accept it from us. He accept the Jumu'ah of all the Muslimin all over the world, Ya Rabbal Alameen. And make it easy for them in this life and hereafter, Ya Allah. And Ya Allah, for all the situations and problems that the Muslims are facing, Ya Rabbal Alameen, give them the solutions and things that they need to overcome their problems. Ameen, Ya Rabbal Alameen. My dear Sajjah brothers and elders and sisters in Islam, Alhamdulillah, we thank Allah Ta'ala for giving us the tawfiq, for allowing us to be in such a pivotal and important location. What this location is what? Is that SubhanAllah, Allah Ta'ala brought us from various countries, from various areas, from various places all over the world, into an area which is so ripe and so fertile. What are we talking about? It's the land that we are in the land of America, where there is so much opportunity for deen to grow. There's so much opportunity for deen to grow. It's very new for a lot of us because why? Because we lived in Muslim countries, where we lived in Muslim areas where Islam has been established for hundreds of years, if not even beyond 1,000 years. We've had Islam for such a long time. So to think, how did Islam develop? How did it establish itself? Myself being born and raised in New York, we've only seen Islam grow. That's the only thing we've been seeing for our entire life. We never had a place where we're like, oh, this is Islam. People say like, my country would be Islam. This is the area I know as Islam. My masjid was Islam when I was back at home. But for us growing up in New York was never like that. There's a big opportunity here for people to develop the deen here, to develop Islam here, to grow the deen of Islam here. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in tansurullah yansurkum. It's a promise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran. If you help Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah ta'ala will help you. If you do it for Allah ta'ala, Allah ta'ala will make everything easy for you. It's the promise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran. What are we talking about then? We're talking about a person that after they die, inshallah ta'ala, they want to maintain. We talked about this for the last couple of weeks. That after a person passes away, the book of deeds is closed. There's nothing more they can do. They will wish on the day of judgment to go back and say, Ya Rabbal Alameen, I have this much money. I have this fortune that I saved up my entire life. I want to go back and spend it, Ya Allah. Even at the time of death, a person will say, قَالَ رَبِّي ارْجِعُونَ لَعَلِّي أَعْمَلُ صَالِحًا فِي مَا تَرَكْتُ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran that a person at the time of maut will say, Ya Allah, I left some zakat that I need to do. I left a hajj that I forgot to do. Let me go back so I can do it. And Allah ta'ala will say, Kalla, never. This is the promise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran. We make God to Allah ta'ala that He save us from this. He allows inshallah to do what we need to do before we go inshallah. Sure. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says so beautifully. He said, إِذَا مَاتَ الْإِنسَانُ إِنْ قَطَعَ عَنْهُ عَمَلُهُ إِلَّا مِنْ ثَلَاثٍ. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, when a person dies, his book of deeds is shut, except for a couple of different angles, a couple of different ways. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam uses that beautiful term that you and I understand, صدقة جارية, صدقة جارية. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, a flowing sadaqah, a constant sadaqah, a sadaqah that continues to benefit a person after they died. There's so much discussion about this. Just briefly speaking about sadaqah, we have to talk about this before Ramadan. Another khutbah, another bayan, inshallah ta'ala, will discuss it about sadaqah and the true meaning of sadaqah. But in a nutshell, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, was sadaqatu burhan. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the hadith of Muslim says that sadaqah is a proof. Sadaqah is a proof. In essence, everything you do outside of your fara'id will be a sadaqah. Everything you do outside of your fard stuff, like fasting, month of Ramadan, praying 5 times, giving your normal zakat, right? Zakat is fard, right? Everything beyond zakat is what? Sadaqah, right? So if you understand that concept, you understand in Islam, sadaqah is very vast. It's not just, okay, I just give money in the box every single time. There are many other things you can do. The Prophet ﷺ called it sadaqah. It's from sidq, right? It's showing your truthfulness. How true are you to the deen? That you're going to give up your extra money. You're going to give up your extra time. You're going to give up something extra to do it, to show that you are a Muslim. That because if you're only doing the five times, the only five times prayers, that's only the pillars of the deen. To show everything else, you need to be doing some type of sadaqah. And now sadaqah can be through mal, sadaqah can be through time, it can be through learning of deen. There's so many different avenues of sadaqah. So the Prophet ﷺ in this beautiful hadith says, sadaqah to burhan. Sadaqah is a proof. It is a proof that you are a Muslim. When a person is doing something beyond the five times, beyond the five pillars, it's showing that you are a true Muslim. So when you give sadaqah once, you gave it once, you did sadaqah once, you gave it to the hand of a poor person, you got that proof that on the day of judgment, that person will come back on Qiyamah, say, Ya Rabbul Alameen, Ya Allah, this person did give me money, he's a true Muslim. A person will pray two extra rakats of nafl, and that those two extra rakats of nafl will come on the day of judgment, say, Ya Allah, this person prayed. It is a sign of his sadaqah, it's a sign of his sidq, it's a sign of his truthfulness. Everything you do in life will be a proof for you on Qiyamah. You can show Allah on the day of judgment that I was doing something for deen. Now what is the sadaqah jariyah then? The sadaqah jariyah, it is something that subhanAllah, after you die, will continue to show that you are a Muslim. Will continue to show on the day of judgment you are a true believer. It will show on Qiyamah that subhanAllah, you continue to show Allah Ta'ala on this world that Ya Allah, I still am a mu'min, I'm still a believer, even after I die. This is the couple of things that you can do. A few things that you can do. And there are many. I'm just going to mention, highlight a few of them. But there are so many things. The sadaqah jariyah, the Prophet ﷺ describes it as, he describes it as a river. Because the word jariyah, you don't use for money, right? You use it for a river. تَجِرِي مِن تَحْتِهَا الْأَنْهَارُ, right? A river flows. The Prophet ﷺ is describing sadaqah jariyah as a river. Because there are two rivers that come out of sadaqah jariyah. Sadaqah jariyah in essence is what? Everyone thinks it's a masjid. Oh, you know, sadaqah jariyah, build a masjid. Sadaqah jariyah, build a masjid. That's all we think. It's all the only thing that comes in our minds. But the Prophet ﷺ did not leave it like that. He described it like a river because it really is a river. Whenever you bring any avenue of good to someone, you brought a channel of good to someone, and it's a constant flow of that good, that is a river, and that is your sadaqah jariyah. You can give, if you start any path of good towards something, that will become a sadaqah jariyah. There's one river flowing to that person. Now where's the other end of the river going to? It's going to your qabr, it's going to your hasanat. That when a person gives sadaqah to that person, sadaqah jariyah to su, whatever it might be, that's one river, that's one end of the river. The other way the river is going to your grave, is going to your book of deeds, and still flowing for you. And this book of deeds will not stop, this counting will not stop until this entire world stops. Until the day of judgment starts. That you gave the sadaqah jariyah lillahi subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah will continue it, Allah will maintain it, Allah will grow it, until the day of judgment you see thousands upon thousands of good deeds. May Allah make us of such people. That's why the Prophet ﷺ said, "Man sanna sunnatan hasana." And Ibn Mas'ud narrates a beautiful hadith. He says about four things that will benefit a person after they die. And he goes and says the third thing from them, "وَسُنَّةُ الْحَسَنَةُ يَسُنُّهَا الرَّجُلُ يُعْمَلُ بِهَا بَعْدَ مَوْتِهِ." He says that a person who establishes a good sunnah, a person who establishes a good way, the word sunnah means a good way. A person who establishes a good way, he and this person had maintained it, he tried to show people that this is a good way of doing something. There are many different interpretations. The best interpretation of what that means to show a good way is what? That as a believer, you start something and people start to copy you on it. You start something, people start to copy you on it. You come up with a good way to establish the deen. So I'll give you an example. The madrasa system that we go to, right? The madrasa system that we go to. Show me anywhere in the Quran and Sunnah it says that, you know, you have to study 4 years at Medina University and that makes you a sheikh. Doesn't make any sense, right? The university system, the madrasa system is what? It is just a way for you to learn the deen. These things are just methods for you to learn the deen. So when a person establishes a good way, anyone who copies them or does the same thing will get what? They'll get the reward for that, inshallah ta'ala. It's beautiful. And it doesn't need to be big stuff. You don't have to make a madrasa all the time. You don't have to start to, you know, if we are really smart, we'll do it. Maybe we'll create a different way, because everyone keeps saying that, oh, we have to take a haram loan, haram loan, haram loan. Maybe you'll be the person, inshallah, to invent the right way to get a halal loan. Maybe you'll be a person to start the way. Maybe you're not even the person. Everyone here is so pessimistic. Everyone here in the Muslim community is always just looking down. No one is trying to look at the bright side. Everyone's like, it can never happen, just give up. Let's just do all the haram things in the world. Because we're never going to try. No one wants to try. No one ever wants to be that guy who's going to try. To try and change the situation. You can change it. And if you can't do it, at least make dua. وَرَحْمَتِي وَسِعَ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ. A believer is not pessimistic. By his fitrah, by his Islam, you are not a person who is looking at the world like everything is doomed. No, we are optimistic about everything. Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran, my mercy surrounds everything. We're just waiting for the mercy of Allah to come down. We're waiting for it. We'll make dua. Every single day I'll make dua. Allah to fix the situation of riba. Allah to fix the situation of zina with our children. Make it halal nikah, ya Rabbil Alameen. We'll make dua and we'll make it change, inshallah. But you have to be committed to it. The Prophet ﷺ, he said, any good sunnah that you do, you make a good way for someone, you will get the reward for everyone who practices it until the day of judgment, inshallah. So what are we talking about? It can be simple things. And I'm saying it is simple, but it's a little difficult. What? That when I'm in my families, you know, different families are part of, everyone is getting married in the big hall. Everyone's getting married in the big hall. $50,000 is being spent on just the place. And another $20,000, and everyone's counting the plates. He's, you know, even the guy who bought the place is like looking, he's like making sure that all the plates are a certain number, because he's scared, because if people take more plates, he's going to spend more money, right? $30 per plate, $70 per plate. It's not cheap, right? He's just looking, he's so perishan. You know, everyone in your family is doing it. Everyone and their brother and their grandmother is doing it. How would you be the guy who's like, you know what? I don't even like the hallway, the ceremony stuff in the halls anymore. We'll bring it to the masjid. We'll just do a small little gathering in the masjid. You start it. You get your kid married at 20, at 18, mashallah. You do it. And be like, oh brother, astaghfirullah, how can you be ready for anything? Don't worry. There was once upon a time where people used to get married on the regular like that. In order to change the system, you have to start with individuals. That's the way it's going to change. You can't just say, oh, it's never going to change. No, people start small things. So what happens is what? In New York, there was a couple of kids, mashallah, that they wanted, their goal was in life, that they said, we're going to get married early and we're going to keep it in the masjid. They fought their entire families. They started fighting their entire families. Everyone hated them for it. They said, how dare you? You know, you have like 5,000 family members. They all should attend and stuff like that. It's like, no, we're going to keep a small function in the masjid. Serve a little bit of food there. Pay a little small dawat. So subhanAllah, this kid started it. Now every other kid who got married like in the community, like three, four years ago, was like, man, how much did you spend on this? It's like, $1,000? They're like, man, I spent $20,000 on the hall. And so, subhanAllah, after that in New York, in our masjid, local masjid, now every other kid who gets married now gets married in the masjid. Mm-hmm. And they save so much, even the kids who are not doing it for the right intention, they're just like, well, we're saving money. But subhanAllah, people start doing it according to sunnah. And now the kids that couldn't do it before now have a way to do it. Your daughter is the first daughter who's wearing hijab in the school. You're the first kid to start praying in the school. You started a sunnah hasana. You started a good way. Now people are going to copy you until the day of judgment, inshallah. As long as kids are coming in that school, they're going to be like, yeah, there was this kid that used to pray, and he's continuing to pray. Oh yeah, that was the kid who started Jumu'ah there. Oh yeah, in the office place, this is the guy who started praying. You started it, and inshallah, everyone who does it will get you get the ajr, inshallah. That's what we're talking about here. Big, you know, people are thinking big. Think small. Think of what you can do for your families. And don't worry, people are going to yell at you. People are going to complain at you. But because they don't want it. Some people don't want good. Really, they don't want good. Don't worry what people don't want. It's what people need. What people need, inshallah ta'ala. The Prophet ﷺ, he describes in a beautiful hadith. He says 7 things that will follow a person after they die. And I want to expand these things so people can understand about what deen is, what it really means. The Prophet ﷺ says about 7 things. And you'll notice where he's going to mention masjid. Masjid is very much later in the discussion. He goes, man allama ilman. You teach people knowledge. You teach people a single knowledge, a small little ilm. If I tell everyone here that saying subhanAllah will build you 1 tree in Jannah, saying a second subhanAllah get you another tree in Jannah, and to put those big trees, the distance of which 1 tree will take 500 years to cross the shade of such a tree, to put 1 tree there and another tree there, you're going to need lots of land. And so in Jannah, if you say 2 subhanAllahs, you produce much land for yourself. SubhanAllah. People will try to start to say, I go around just telling people tasbihat. Try to help people, encourage them to do some ilm. Even our masjid is a little behind on this concept and topic. It's what? That we hit every single avenue to spread the good. MashaAllah, we started recording all the lectures and discussions. The recordings are khayr, there are a lot of barakah in it. But have we hit every single avenue? Maybe there's a person who can never come to the masjid. Maybe he's not even near any masjid. You put it on a YouTube account. You put it there. Don't put any video, whatever, it doesn't even matter. But someone is there, they don't go to the Berylton website, but they go to the YouTube channel. Now they go to the YouTube channel, one person watched it. Now so much barakah from that one person. Such sadaqah jariyah. That's why they said, إِذَا سُجِّلَ خُلِّدَ. When you record it, it's forever. When you record it, it's forever. Have we done enough to spread all of our messages? The good messages that come from here. I'm pretty sure people are like, wow, there's good messages that come out of this masjid. Maybe we can spread it in a different way. That's why the ulama were so obsessed with writing books. I get so amazed every morning in this masjid, mashallah. We read from Riyadh al-Salihin. Written by Imam Nawawi, rahimahullah ta'ala. Passed away 676, right? 676 of Hijri. You know, that's about like 1200, 1300 or so. A.D. 1200-1300 AD. We're reading his book every day, one hadith. Who's getting all that reward? Imam Nawawi rahimahullah ta'ala. He wrote it such a long time ago and people are still benefiting from his knowledge. Imam Bukhari rahimahullah ta'ala passed away 256. People are still benefiting from the knowledge of Imam Bukhari rahimahullah ta'ala. You know, subhanAllah, one brother asked me the other day about a commentary for Bukhari. And I was really happy for it. But what can I tell you about the commentaries in English? Like, they just, you can't, there's no husool. What are you going to get from the English language? Our teacher spent 2 weeks spending explaining the chapter title of the first chapter of Bukhari. Kaifa kana, kaifa, kaif, what is the word kaifa for? Is it for ta'zim? Is it for, you know, is it about how, like the kaifiyat, like so many things. It just the chapter title took about 2 weeks. How can you explain that in a book in English? You know, like, subhanAllah, these people are writing. Ibn Hajar rahimahullah ta'ala writes 20 volumes. Now all the ulama who teach Bukhari are benefiting from his volumes. You know, subhanAllah, you find Ibn al-Jawzi rahimahullah ta'ala. He said that, what is the kitab? The kitab is your waladuhul mukhallad, your eternal boy. Your eternal person, your internal child that will continue to benefit you. Spreading knowledge is one way of doing sadaqah jariyah. What is another way the Prophet ﷺ said? He said that a person would ajra nahran. That a person will make a river flow. A person will make a river flow. The river flowing of the past was a natural resource. People will get natural resources that will come to them. That's what a river does, right? It brings natural resources to you. There are different ways a person can do it now. There's such a deficit of halal. No one wants to be the halal guy. This is be a halal guy. Because why? Because your name is going to be thrown under the bus every single time. But subhanAllah, you being the halal guy is what? You're bringing halal into the community. You're bringing the channels of halal. People are like, well, you know, where should I spend my money? I would spend it on the electricity in every single masjid. I would spend it on the electricity in every single masjid. If you ask me where to go, what do you want to spend it on? Go to every single madrasa and say, I'll pay for all the electricity here. Tell me the bill, I'll pay it every single year. Because why? Because in order to read a book, you're going to need light. In order to pray salah, you're going to need light. This is such an effective way, because why? You're creating the natural resource for everyone to learn and study. So many small things you can do just thinking about it, just using your mind. The Prophet ﷺ said, and he said, hafara bi'ran, even if a person were to build a well. Now this is the natural resources of before. These are human resources here, that a person needs to actually go to the well and dig it out. Maybe you start the store. People are saying there's no halal restaurants. And I agree with you. I wish someone would just start a halal restaurant. I wish someone would just take the himmah and just start the sadaqah jariyah. You start it. You make your store halal. Everyone else will copy. You'll get the ajr inshallah ta'ala. Don't worry about the certification. Allah ta'ala will make it easy. What do we say in the beginning? If you help Allah, Allah will help you. Don't worry about everything else. You do it inshallah. You make it happen. People, mashallah, we're behind in recycling. We're behind in all these things. And people will say this, that brother, you're spending more money on recycling. We're wasting money on this. You're not thinking about it in the right way. We're not thinking about the right way. When a person gives zakat, they give 2.5% of their money. They give 2.5% of their excess wealth. Now in Islam, is that losing money or gaining? You are gaining. You have to have yaqeen that 2.5 I spent, the money I have left, 97.5% is greater than the 100 I would have if I didn't pay my zakat. If you are not doing israf, like you can say this in our masjid too, Allah gives us himmah and hidayah. I can say this across the board, that we probably use the most styrofoam in the entire like community even. Because every single week we're using it. Maybe there's a good way of changing it. And you start it, and people are going to hate you. I'm not saying everyone's going to like you here. So sadaqah jariyah is not something people are going to like. People are going to be upset. But 10, 20, 30, 40 years, when you're in your qabr, people are going to be praising you. People are going to look at you like, mashallah, this is the brother that started the recycling. This is the brother that started these things. He's the one who made a garden here, mashallah. Now people are looking at it. The Prophet says, oh, gharasa nakhlan. Or they build a tree. They make a tree. And the tree produces so many things. Oxygen. The tree makes the world beautiful. Maybe making something beautiful. You know, subhanAllah, like again, I'm only speaking for our own islah, right? Because we are in this masjid. You know, subhanAllah, masajid should look like masajid. Right? They should look like masajid. People should see it and be like, wow, this is Islam. How dare a church be bigger than this masjid? You know, like they made it a thing in Istanbul. What is it? That they never let any building be bigger than a masjid. The masjids were the biggest place. Anywhere you look up, you'd see it. Like, you know, you see the Empire State Building in New York? They said, no, a masjid will always be the biggest place. Because nothing can be greater than the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's what they thought. So they decided to do these things. Building gardens. Making ways for people to have to have good scenery. The Prophet ﷺ described this as well. Then the Prophet ﷺ says, oh, bana masjidan. Or build a masjid. And we don't even have the right concept of masjid anymore. People are building masajid. And I alhamdulillah rabbil alamin, may Allah allow it to expand and grow. May Allah bring more masajid into the world. But the masjidun nabawi, the model of the Prophet ﷺ, we're not creating good models.
There was never, the fundraiser, even though people don't like chanda, right? It's just what? It's just, it is the sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ to do these things. To build the funds, to allow people the opportunity to spend for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, let me explain something real quick, inshallah. Is that, the model of the Prophet ﷺ was never like, okay, we need this masjid to stay alive for the next year, so let's donate money to make sure the masjid is alive. There was never like that. What was the system? Waqf. Waqf. To endow something. Someone would give up their house. Say, Ya Allah, I give up my house. I will give this house for rent. Anyone who lives in this house, all the money will go to the masjid. This was a system that the Muslims produced. In the Mughal dynasty in India, thousands upon thousands of awqaf for the hospitals, for the madaris, for the universities, for the centers, right? Everywhere. You would find thousands upon thousands of places that just made waqf. Literally like villages even. Just waqf lillah. These are just waqf. That they will be endowed. So that what? So that anything that's spent from it. People are making, this model that we're making for the masjid, number one, is that we're making it in a way that if we don't have people spending, if there are kids that will come, and I see it every year, and I wish people would notice these things, is that subhanAllah, adults give lots of money, mashallah. But I look at the kids who are just growing and raising in their communities. They're like 50 bucks, $100. Like anything more than that is like killing them. Right? But because we haven't built that mizaj. We've not built that mizaj. So we are planning to fail. Why are these churches all failing? Because there's no model, there's no system to make sure they survive. We're doing the same exact thing here. We have the first, number one, build good models. Second thing is what? We only think the masjid is for ibadah. Meaning five times prayers. Because why? Because ibadah is very big in deen. Ilm of deen is the greatest of all ibadat. You look in any book of hadith, of fiqh, whatever, you'll see that the kitab al-ilm is one of the first books you'll study. And the study of knowledge is the biggest thing. We dislocated the knowledge from the masajid. We said another place will be it. Our Mufti Rul Amin Sahib, our teacher, Damat Barakatum, used to keep every single dars in the masjid. He said that we have done something very new in deen to remove the masjid from the madrasa. To say the madrasa is different from the masjid. The masjid was the place. Where did Imam Malik learn? Which madrasa did he learn? Masjid Nabawi. Right? Where did Imam Hanifa learn? The Jami' of Kufa. Right? They just learned in the masjid. The masjid was the center of knowledge. The masjid was the place. Fatima Fihriya, rahimahullah ta'ala. The masjid, she built what? She inherited a huge amount of wealth in like 200 or so AH, right? Very long time ago. She inherited a huge amount of wealth from her husband and from her father who passed away. So she thought for herself, what should I do with this money? So she's in the area of Morocco, of the Maghrib, right? And so she says, in the area of Qarawiyin, she says, let's build a masjid here. She builds the Jami' of Qarawiyin, she builds the Masjid of Qarawiyin, She builds the Masjid of Qarawiyin. When she builds that masjid, she says, now next door we're going to make the university. So she makes the Jami' of Qarawiyin. This is the oldest university in the entire world, is the Muslim university in Qarawiyin. Is why? Because a sister thought that, what can I do for Sadaqah Jariyah? This is how a masjid is supposed to be. So we have to think when we're making masajid, and I agree with it, but think about what are you doing for the children? Look at this, mashallah, and I mean this again, and I'm sorry for going a bit longer than normal, but look, subhanAllah, in Massachusetts, how many Muslim kids do you think we have? Thousands, right? 10,000, 20,000, you know, we have tons. No Islamic school in all of Massachusetts can accommodate all those kids. We don't have enough space, we don't have enough area, we have nothing. We have no resources for that. That's a problem. The same kids that you and I, alhamdulillah, we see them here, mashallah. If they're connected to the masjid, I hope for them that their deen will be okay. I worry about the day that they start coming to the masjid. Because why? Because then all the drugs start. And all the problems start. Then all the boyfriend-girlfriend nonsense starts. But when they're in the masjid, they're under the protection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But then we remove these things. Then the Prophet ﷺ continues, may Allah give us hidayah, inshallah. He says, وَرَثَ مُصْحَفًا. You're just leaving mushafs in the masjid. Go ahead, buy thousands of Qurans. Put them in Masjid Nabawi. Put them in the Haram. Put them in different places, these Qurans. These masahib, mashallah, is a place for you to get inheritance, to get sadaqah jariyah, inshallah. The Prophet ﷺ says, any book you write, mashallah, we'll get some sadaqah jariyah behind it. And then the Prophet ﷺ, in the last one he mentions, he says, أَوْتَرَكَ وَلَدًا صَالِحًا. This is the biggest one, that we should leave behind a good child. We should leave behind a good child. Not just your children, but your students. Okay, and many sisters think like, what, I'm doing this at home, I'm taking care of this kid. No, sister, the fact that you're taking care of this kid, where does all the reward of Bukhari go to, Imam Bukhari? To the mother, Imam Bukhari. Where does all the reward of Imam Shafi'i go to? To the mother, Imam Shafi'i. Then where does all the reward of Abu Hanifa go? To the mother of Abu Hanifa. All these sisters behind, all these great imams, all the reward goes to them, because they raised them. They raised them, that's all their sadaqah. So the fact that they're raising kids, children on deen, we've neglected this part. When husbands come home, first thing they do is sit down on the couch, turn on the TV, and don't talk to me right now, this is my time. No, it's the time for your children. It is the time for your children to make their minds, to make their mentality. Every day, 15 minutes, sit with your kids, just start with the story of Adam alayhi salam. Just start with Adam alayhi salam. Start with Adam alayhi salam, say that he was married to Hawa alayhi salam, say they were in Jannah, they were very happy together. Every day, small things, your kid who's 2, 3, 4 years old will just be running around and just listening. But one day they'll say it back to you, Adam alayhi salam. They'll say Jannah. They'll say Allah. And then you're starting the way for them for their deen. Investing time in your children. The Prophet said this is the greatest investment that we can do. And the last thing inshallah that I want to leave everyone with, and I apologize again for a little bit more time that I'm taking, is that you don't even need to shoot that high. Shoot even smaller. The Prophet says even a good word is a sadaqah. Just compliment people. I'm a suggestion box. When people come to me, I just have suggestions. I literally give suggestions to everyone I meet. I just give suggestions. Because why? Because I'm just hoping someone will catch on. One seed I need to plant, and that's it, subhanAllah. My akhirah is made. I'm just throwing a suggestion. Hey, this is a suggestion, this is a suggestion. You can take it or leave it. My job is to just give the balagh, you know? But saying a good word, any good word, one suggestion, one good word, one thing that you did to change this person's life, just complimenting them, just maintaining it. I know everyone here, mashallah, had one good moment of Islam. That's why they're in the masjid right now. Every kid is looking for that one good moment. That subhanAllah, they used to just go to the masjid once an entire year, but they went for that qiyam, or that tahajjud, or that Ramadan. And because of that, their hearts are connected to deen. They're just looking for it. I've seen many kids that came to me, it's like, Mawlana, I really hate everyone else, but I like you. Like you're the reason why I'm still Muslim. Like, subhanAllah, because of what? Just one good word. One good word is all it takes. Just say something nice to someone. We're just so negative. The doors of this masjid will never lock someone out. Will never lock someone out. You want to know what will not lock someone out? A bad word from someone. The racism in our hearts, the hatred in our hearts will lock every door of the masjid to everyone. But we have to remove those things. Ibrahim alayhi salam was in the desert, and he was just there. And he goes and says, Allah gives a command, Ya Ibrahim, أَذِّنَّ فِي النَّاسِ فِي الْحَجِّ. Tell everyone about Hajj. Say, Ya Allah, there's no Haji here. There's no one coming. There's no Umrah. There's nothing. Right? There's literally just this desert. Then Allah says, no, get on the mountain. أَذِّنْ وَعَلَيَّ الْبَلَاغِ. You give the adhan, I will send the message. It's hard. So Ibrahim Aslam does that. And because of that, millions of people till Qiyamah are doing Hajj. He's getting solved for all these things. It's hard. You're going to see, is it even possible? Where are the finances? Where are the resources? Where is this and this? Don't worry about any of those things. If the Muslims at Badr worried about these things, there wouldn't be any Badr. You have to just do what? I have to do it. I have to do it. And I have to make it happen, inshallah. You do it, inshallah. All the reward will go to you, inshallah ta'ala. Now there are so many graves that you and I probably will never find the marker for. Try to find Imam Nawawi's grave, or Salahuddin Ayyubi's grave. Find all these graves that people have been destroying, and you're not going to find any of these other graves. Those graves of Sahaba radiallahu anhum. But subhanAllah, these graves are still alive. They're still benefiting, we're still benefiting from them. That people after thousands of years are still mentioning their names. Inshallah ta'ala, you and I can have that. But you and I need to make a commitment. What is our permanent investment? Where is our permanent house? Our permanent house is in the grave, inshallah. And our permanent investment is in the sadaqah jariyah. We ask Allah Ta'ala to give us this intention, inshallah. Amen. To give our life to make these permanent investments, inshallah. To give us the tawfiq, inshallah, the himmah. That we can go and we can spend our money, we can give our time to build these places, inshallah. That the way Allah Ta'ala should be worshipped, will be worshipped, inshallah. Amen. Start to